Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yahushua Perek Hey, Chapter 5. At the end of Perek 4, it said that the splitting of the Yardin would ensure Lema'an da'as kol amei ha'aretz es yad Hashem ki chazokahi, that all the people of the earth might know the power of Hashem, that it is mighty. Says Malbim, we see the fulfillment of this at the start of chapter 5. It says in verse 1, Vayehi chishmaya kol malchi ha'emayri asher be'ever ha'yardein yoma v'chol malchi ha'kna'ani asher al hayom. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, who were on the side of the Yardin westward, that's the side of the Yardin that the Bnei Israel have crossed over to, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard. So when all these kings heard, that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Yardin from before the children of Yisrael until they had passed over, vayimas levavom, v'loy hayavom oid ruach mipnei bnei Yisrael, that their heart melted, and there was no spirit in them anymore because of the children of Yisrael. Matsudas David clarifies this expression to mean that it was as if the spirit of vitality had left them out of great fear. When the Bnei Israel have crossed over the Yardin and are going to enter the land, Hashem commands Yahushua in verse 2 to ensure that all the men of Bnei Israel have had bris milah. Ba'eis hahi amar Hashem el Yahushua, asei lecha charvais tzurim, v'shuv mol es Bnei Israel shenes. At that time, Hashem said to Yahushua, make for yourself sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Yisrael the second time. This is the second time that mas milah, circumcision, has been performed, the first time being on the night they left Egypt, as Rashi points out. Radak explains that they crossed the Yardin on the 10th of Nisan, and they would need to be fit for bringing the Korban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice, on the 14th of Nisan. It's a requirement that one must be circumcised in order to perform this mitzvah. Whilst journeying through the desert for 40 years, many of the Bnei Israel had not had bris milah because of the danger to their health whilst travelling. So they had to have bris milah now to ready themselves for the performance of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Given that the Bnei Israel was going to have to perform bris milah, which would weaken them, verse 1, describing the reaction of other nations, explains Malbim, tells us that they did not need to fear performing milah at this time, lest the inhabitants of the land strike them while they were in pain. The other nations weren't a threat because they were afraid. As we see in verse 3, Yahushua fulfills Hashem's command to ensure all the males have had milah. Vaya'as lai Yahushua charvais tzurim, vayomol es bnei Yisrael el givas ha'aralais. And Yahushua made for himself sharp knives and circumcised the children of Yisrael at Givas Ha'aralos. The verses then refer to events of Bamidbar chapter 14, when Hashem decreed that those who had accepted the negative report brought back by the majority of the spies Moshe had sent to scout out the promised land would die in the wilderness and not enter Eretz Yisrael, but their children would conquer Eretz Yisrael. This provides the context for who is part of the mas milah being performed at this time now when they are about to conquer the land under the leadership of Yahushua. Verse 4, V'zeh ha'davar asher mol Yahushua kol ha'am ha'yotzei mimitzrayim ha'zecharim kol anshei ha'milchama mesu v'amidbar baderech b'tseisam mimitzrayim. And this is the reason why Yahushua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, all the men of war, had died in the desert by the way after they came out of Egypt. Verse 5. Ki mulim hayu, kol ha'am hayotzim, v'chol ha'am hayiloidim ba'midbar ba'derech b'tseisam mimitzrayim loy malu. For all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness on the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, they had not circumcised. Verse 6, Ki arba'im shana holchu v'nei Yisrael b'midbar, for the children of Yisrael walked 40 years in the wilderness. Ad taim kol hagoy anshe ha'melchama ha'yotzim mimitzrayim, asher loy shomu b'kol Hashem asher nishba Hashem lahem, levilti haroisam es haaretz, asher nishba Hashem la'avoyisam lases lanu eretz zavos cholov udvosh. Until all the people, men of war that came out of Egypt, were consumed, those who did not listen to the voice of Hashem, to whom Hashem had sworn that he would not show them the land which Hashem had sworn to their forefathers that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 7, Ve'es b'neihem heikim tachtom, oisom mal Yehoshua, ki arelim hayu, ki loy malu oisom baderech. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Yehoshua circumcised, for they had not circumcised them on the way. Once the Masmila had been performed, the Bnei Yisrael remained in the camp until they had recovered. In verse 9, Hashem tells Yehoshua, Hayoim galoisi es cherpas mitzrayim me'aleichem. This day I have rolled away the disgrace of Egypt from upon you. Rashi translates this as a removal of derision by the Egyptians. The Egyptians had foreseen through astrology that the Bnei Yisrael would suffer bloodshed after leaving Egypt. With this event, it became clear that it had been a prediction of the mass circumcision, so fears were allayed. The verse continues, Vayikra shem hamakom hahu Gilgal ad hayom hazeh. He called the name of the place Gilgal until this day. Gilgal, connected with the word galoisi, I have rolled away, removed. Verse 10 tells us that the people encamp in Gilgal and perform the Pesach sacrifice on the 14th of the month at evening in the plains of Yericho. The verses now move on to tell us that the Bnei Yisrael start eating from produce of the land, which is significant in alluding to a transformation in lifestyle for the people. Verse 11, Vayoichlu me'avur ha'aretz, mimocharas ha'pesach matzais v'kaloi, be'etzem ha'yoim hazeh. And they ate of the grain of the land on the day after the Pesach offering, unleavened cakes and parched grain on this very day. Verse 12, Vayishbois hamon mimocharas, be'achlam me'avur ha'aretz, v'loi ha'yoid livnei Yisrael mon. And the mon, the manna, ceased on the day after when they ate of the grain of the land, neither had the children of Yisrael mon anymore. Vayoichlu mitavuas eretz Kanaan bashana hahi, and they ate of the produce of the land of Kanaan that year. There is a huge shift. The people will no longer be eating mon, heaven sent ready to eat food. They will now have to eat produce of the land. According to Rashi, the mon stopped falling on the 7th of Adar, the day of Moshe's death, but miraculously, the mon that had fallen on the last day lasted until now when the people were in the land. Therefore, they now start eating of the grain of the land. Their lifestyle was changing. They would now have to work the land for food. As we noted in chapter 3, a message of the Aron, the Ark, was to recognize spirituality in an existence much more physical. Notice Hashem even when we are not surrounded by overt miracles. As we come to the end of the chapter, we learn of an awesome encounter between Yehoshua and a man with a drawn sword, when Yehoshua comes to the outer edge of Yericho, which would be the first city that the Bnei Yisrael would conquer. Verse 13, Vayihi b'yos Yehoshua b'Yericho. And it was when Yehoshua was in Yericho, Rashi says that he came to the outskirts of the city, Vayisa einav vayar, he lifted up his eyes and saw, Vehine ish oimed lenegdoi, Vacharabai shalufa bayadoi, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. Vayelech Yehoshua elav, Vayomer loi, Halanu ata im letzarenu. And Yehoshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? The man responds to Yehoshua in verses 14 to 15, saying, Loi, ki ani sar tzeva Hashem ata vosi. No, but I am the captain of the host of Hashem. I have now come. Vayipol Yehoshua el ponov artza vayishtachu. Yehoshua fell on his face to the earth and prostrated himself. Vayomer loi, ma adayni medaber el avdoi. He said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Verse 15. And the captain of Hashem's host said to Yehoshua, "Shal no alcha me'al raglecho. Remove your shoe from your foot. Ki ha'makoim asher ata oimed alav kodesh hu. Because the place upon which you are standing is holy." Vayas Yehoshua kein. Yehoshua did so. Rashi teaches that this man was the angel Michael, and that he is telling Yehoshua that he has come to help him, because no man can fight against Jericho and throw its wall down. Malbim explains that Yehoshua knew that the man that he was seeing was an angel, and he knew that he was holding a drawn sword because the prophecy he was to receive was about the conquering of Jericho. But he did not know why the angel was standing opposite him, because if he was coming to lead them in battle against the enemy, then he would be facing the enemy, opposite the enemy. There are two ways in which godly help comes to aid in battle. One way is that the people themselves have to fight and Hashem gives them strength. The other way is that the people don't have to fight at all. Hashem fights for them. If Yehoshua were to see that the angel was facing opposite the enemy, he would know that he himself would fight on their behalf against the enemy. But because he saw the angel facing opposite him, opposite Yehoshua, he thought that he was only coming to strengthen the hands of Yisrael in their fight against the enemy. This would be a smaller support. This is why he asked the angel, "Are you for us?" Meaning, are you coming to strengthen us in our fighting? Or for our adversaries? Meaning, are you coming to fight against our enemies? The angel responds, reassuring Yehoshua, saying, "I am Sar Tzava, a commander of the host or legion. I come with many legions to fight the enemy, and I am the head of them. You see me facing you only because Atov Vosi, I have come now," meaning the first time, "to make known to you the matters of the prophecy." The war hasn't started yet. The angel then tells Yehoshua to remove his shoe, his physical garment, in preparation for the prophecy that he has come to deliver to him, and to ready himself to receive the divine presence of prophecy, a spiritual experience. Again, we see a reassurance for the leader and Hashem paving the way to success for Bnei Yisrael. Thank you for studying together. Le'elui Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.